So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. Just checking everything works, and here we are. We're live. It is, I think it's a Tuesday. I have no idea what day it is, what planet I'm on. But we're live from Spain, and in today's session, I want to talk to you about property prices. We're going to do a little bit of research on Rightmove, why not? And the location that I know the best is, of course, my hometown, which is Leeds, in case you wondered where this accent came from. It's fairly obvious, I think, but not to everyone. Let's just have a look at a couple of things today. The first one I'm going to talk about is property prices. And then the second thing I want to talk about is rental prices and what's going on there. So if I was to look at LS1 on Rightmove, and if I just do a quick search on that, here we go, and put them in lowest priced first. What we're finding in Leeds, let's just do two beds, actually, because I know the price of two beds off by heart. What we're finding in Leeds is that the prices in the city centres are not going up anywhere near as high as prices outside of the city centre. So, you know, we've got two bed houses in Hare Hills, and they're going for a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, we're talking £100,000, and that's gone up from 70 grand to 100 grand. So 70 grand pre-pandemic to 100 grand during the pandemic, because we're still in a pandemic, even though UK government doesn't think we are. We are. So those prices have gone up, well, 30%, 40% almost. Absolutely shot up. It could be argued that those prices weren't actually increasing before that anyway, which I kind of agree with. But then when we go to Leeds City Centre and we look at some of the prices here, you know, the prices are not going up like massively. I'm just looking for cheapest two bed. I mean, don't get me wrong, still expensive. 175 grand here. There's one here at Bedford Chambers. I know Bedford Chambers well because I've got two in that particular development. £180,000 and one at 185 is really, really low. That's a grade two listed building right in the centre of the Leeds City Centre. And this is why these properties are not going up in value. So we've got this issue with city centre properties right now. And that is, and you'll notice this, that a lot of the people selling, it will say on the advert, cash buyers only. So we've got one here, Whitehall Waterfront. It's 150 grand guide price. It's a two bed. I've got a one bed at Whitehall. It's probably worth about 130. This is a two bed at 150. I'd say that's too low, but it's cash buyers only. And the reason why it's cash buyers only is because you can't sell them. You can't get a mortgage on them. And if you can't get a mortgage on them, which I'll cover why in a minute, I'm getting all excited. If you can't get a mortgage on it, you can't sell it, right? So why can't you get a mortgage on these units? And the reason why you can't get a mortgage on these units is because the Grenfell, the fire that happened in Grenfell. So now you've got all this new legislation coming in that all the balconies, for example, have to be up to this certain level of fire safety. When these units were built, they were signed off as being fire safety. Now safety standards have risen, and because of Grenfell, you now need to pass all these safety levels and get yourself a documentation. So an EWS1 certificate said, I don't know who it is, it says Facebook user, so I apologize, it doesn't come up with your name, but you're absolutely right. So what's happening is now, but if you can't get hold of this certificate, thank you for that, by the way, I actually didn't know what it was called. All I know is I look at the service charge and I'm like, oh, yet another bill for a balcony that I haven't got, but I still have to pay for. I literally paid a couple of months ago, 700 quid to get a balcony repaired, like brought up to standard, but your apartment doesn't even have a balcony, right? Totally legal, totally legit. And it's because it's based on square footage of your apartment because you all contribute to service charges. So even though I didn't have a balcony, I mean, I've got another one. It's cost me £1,700. It's got outdoor terraces that are all made of concrete. No wood there, but I still have to pay 1,700 quid to get this other balcony replaced, even though it's not a balcony. It's just ridiculous, but it just is what it is. But knowing that, like, you've got a couple of choices here. Do you, like, run in the other direction and go, well, you know, there's too much of a risk, which some people might want to do, and that's fine. Or do you actually run towards it and go, there's some opportunities here. You know, fine, you have to buy cash. Can you get cash from anywhere? You know, if you can get a one bed for 80 grand, can you get 10 people to lend you £8,000? obviously you're running the risk that what if prices don't go up once the fire stuff's done? Now, you'll have to confirm or clarify this, but best I know, this EWS1 certificate, you can't get them. They're like rocking horse poo. You just simply cannot get them. Some will have them, and as they, all the units over, is it 18 metres or 14 metres, all of the developments, every single one of them needs to have this certificate. And guess how many people are creating these certificates? I don't know the exact number. It's not a lot. So now there's a waiting list. How long's a waiting list? 4 years. So while some people are getting their stuff signed off, other people are going to have to wait an awful long time. So what's happening is that people cannot buy Leeds City Centre flats or Liverpool or Manchester. I just say Leeds because that's where I'm from. That's what we're looking at. And that's where, you know, that's the location that I know. It's just really, really hard. If you're buying, if you're trying to sell in Leeds City Centre, you just can't do it. Now, some of these places are actually having the certificates done, and they're the ones that are going to sell. But what's happening right now, like we've got a Bedford Chambers here. We've got three for sale in Bedford Chambers. There's another issue with Bedford Chambers, by the way, and I know that because I've just got the bill for it. £8,000 per flat. I've got two units there. So I've got a £16,000 bill because it's grade two listed and the thing bloody leaks, doesn't it? So it's going to get repaired. There's only 25 units. I own two of them. So £16,000 to repair my own blinking thing. But, you know, what can you do? You can't go back to the developers who did a dodgy job when we bought these 15 years ago. You just have to, you know, take the hit and pay for it. But, you know, 200 grand, 180 grand for these two beds. These are nice apartments, grade two listed, Park Row, opposite Slug and Lettuce, 100 metres from the train station. They're excellent apartments. When all this is done and dusted, these certificates come through, the leaks are solved, these units are going to go for, I don't know, minimum 250. You're talking 300 in the next 4 or 5 years, I reckon. But you see, this comes down to what your belief system is. And don't go out and buy them just based on my specific belief system. You've got to build up a picture. And all of this is built from 22, 23 years of experience of buying Leeds City Centre, buying in Leeds, understanding what the market is, reading the Times, reading the Guardian, reading the FT. I tend not to read a huge amount of them, but understanding what other people think is going on, and then you coming up with your own ideas about what you think is coming on, and then you putting your money where your mouth is. That's what I did. I absolutely vehemently disagree with many people in property, it has to be said. And did we get it right? I don't know. We work a couple of hours a day. We live next to the Med. I would say we probably got it right, but maybe, you know, maybe we could have done even better. Let's have a look. I know some places that have fire marshal. Thank you. That's a really good point, by the way. Just put your name in there so I know who I'm talking to as well. Let's talk about fire marshals. This is like, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a live watch system. So basically they pay a little man, might be a woman, I don't know. And I don't know how tall he is, but a little man in a uniform and a hat. He must have a hat. You have to have a hat. And they basically sit on the desk, 3 8-hour shifts, unless it's the same guy just sat there. I don't think it is. But it's a live watch in case the place sets on fire because it's very, very unsafe. Even though the units have been there 15, 20, 25 years, they're now suddenly unsafe. I mean, fires in, you know, multi-level blocks are unsafe. There's no question. But how many fires have we had? Obviously, we had Grenfell. But how many tower blocks have we got in the UK? We've got tens of thousands of them. So is it overkill? Is it no? I don't know. All I know is we have to pay the damn thing. And then the other thing that I know is that city centre prices are lower than they should be. Let's just have a look at city centre stuff. We've got some dodgy looking stuff here. 55 grand in Landle. These are off plan. They look like... what do we call them? Not garages. They look like caravans. They look like static caravans. Anything, by the way, so it's a buy-to-let holiday lodge investment, delivers 8% net across a five-year period, a 10% capital uplift in year five. The total guaranteed return on investment is 50%. Like, if you're investing in stuff like that, like, I would never invest in something like that, it has to be said, because it's like, hold on. Where's the money coming from to guarantee all this stuff? I don't trust it. My lack of trust has served me very, very well. And if you can move yourself from a place of trust to a place of not trust, I think that would be an excellent thing to do. And I think, you know, I would rather be over cautious. I'm 50 next year, so maybe that's why. And I'm a little bit more cautious as I approach middle age, as I approach whatever. Yeah, I saw that flat, by the way. You have no idea how many people text me saying, Dan, your flat's on fire. And I'm like, dude, relax. It's not mine. it's crazy. But yeah, in Leeds was a big fire. You're not allowed barbecues on the terrace or on the balconies anymore and so on. But like, if you're looking at this stuff that's giving you guaranteed rent and guaranteed income for 2 to 3 years, do not buy that stuff. Like, I'm not a financial advisor, so take this with a pinch of salt, do your own research, blah, 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 for, you know, legal reasons. None of what I say is, let me rephrase that. Everything I say is complete bollocks, so believe what on earth you want. I don't care. But if you're buying stuff like that because you want to cover your risk, you don't understand risk. Like, you don't mitigate risk by getting guaranteed rental payments. That's just not how it's done. You minimize risk by understanding the market in which you invest in. And if you invest in that in order to get guaranteed rent, it's guaranteed. You do not understand the risk. And so you need to take a step back, put down the checkbook, not that they exist anymore, but put down the money, stop buying, and find out and understand about risk. If you're trying to offset risk by getting guaranteed this and guaranteed that, like, you need to step back because you don't understand it. I hope I make that clear, or I hope it's clear in why I think that. Let me know if not. But like, you've got studio apartments here, LS1, 85 grand, West Point. I've got a couple in West Point. I like West Point. Mine are underpriced. We rent them at 550 and you can get 650 on those. So we got rent rises coming in. Now, let's talk about rent rises and we'll talk about rents going up. I specifically have not increased rents during a pandemic. I actually think, from an ethical point of view, I don't think it's a great way of doing it. Now, having said that, we've got a couple of knobhead tenants, right? They cannot seem to pay on time every time. And then, well, we're so busy with work, it's not my fault. Well, that's not my fault either. So we are actually going to evict. And we can get another £200 a month out of those units that they happen to rent. But generally, unless you're a knobhead tenant, we don't we haven't put rents up during a pandemic, unless it's natural. We just had somebody move out. It was a room. It was £325. We're now getting £350. A tenant moved out, new tenant moved in the same day, worked really well. But we tend not to put rents up. But, and let me just open up Rightmove here on rents. Rents in the city centre have shot up. Now, I just want to talk about this because I need to get this really, really clear. I'm just doing a search on LS1 and let's have a look at two beds. There's a couple of things that's going to affect rental prices, but going back to December time, November time and October time, the rents absolutely dropped. We had a couple of units come on. One that we were getting 834, we had to let go at 695. One that we were getting 995 for, we ended renting out at 750. So we had to drop our pants on price. We just wanted somebody in, to be honest, because we're still mid-pandemic, weren't really confident about what was going to happen. So we wanted them rented, basically. But we said to the guys, when we're renting it, you know, in a year's time, we're going to be putting the rents up. So you can either stay or you can, you know, take on board a new rent increase. So they did definitely drop because whilst everybody was in lockdown, imagine being in lockdown, like a proper lockdown in a studio apartment and you're not allowed to leave your apartment. You would have gone crazy. And those apartments without balconies and outside spaces, we know for a fact that people moved out of the city centres and they rented out in the outskirts in Bradford and Keighley, and probably not Keighley, nice places, right? Probably not Keighley. But we knew that that's what was going to happen. Now, right now, rents have gone crazy. So if I just put lowest price two beds in LS1, notice I don't put Leeds City Centre because there's a difference between Leeds City Centre and LS1. So we've got City Centre flats in LS2 up at Aspect 14, near the Merrion Centre, if you know it. They're still City Centre or classed as City Centre. The cheapest two-bed is £900 on Bedford Street, right in the centre. The next one is 928, the next one's 950, and then you've got a whole bunch at 950, 975, 1,000. So you've basically got, put this into context, you've got one, two, three, four, for, you've got five two-bed flats in LS1 that are under £1,000. Now, compare that to when we were renting mine out at 695 and 750. They go like that. And they are going like that. Imagine you've got, it's not even a lot of people, is it? You've got 10 people in Leeds City Centre of a moving up to Leeds because Channel 4 has just opened, which it has in the old Majestic building, and they want to move into a city centre flat. Well, you've just rented all the properties out. Now, there's a couple of caveats that I do want to talk about why rents might have gone up. One is Channel 4's just moved in. How many people are moving to Leeds because Channel 4's moved in? Quite a few, I imagine. That's number one. Number two, it's the 7th of September. What happens in September in towns up and down the UK? Anyone? Bueller? So what happens is universities come back to town. So Leeds City University and the other university, there's two. One was a polytechnic and one was a uni. I don't know which. I get really confused by them these days. We're both universities now. But all the tenants, all the students have come back. Like, this is something that we try and actually target when people are moving in and moving out. If we've got a flat in May, we might even leave it empty till June, July, because we know in July we're going to get top dollar. Because, you know, you have tens of thousands of students, all the rents go up in value. So also that might be something that's having an effect here on the city centre stuff. But if you bear in mind that you're picking up, two beds for 180,000 and you're going to get £1,000. Should we just do the maths on that? So £12,000 rent divided by 180 is 6.6% yield. That's not bad, you know, is it, for a city centre apartment? Let's look at what was the other one, the one bed. Was it 80? Let me just do studios. We got a studio at, let me find it. So we've got a studio at 85,000, and we know that we can get 650 on those. 650 times 12 divided by 85,000 is 9.17%. 9% yield. Again, that's not bad, is it, on city centre? So even though, and by the way, 85 I think is quite high for a studio in Leeds, but rents are up, and like 85 grand, if you think that people can't sell these units because you've got to have cash buyers, and I think 85 is a bit high, and I'm wrong. 85 grand when the pandemic finishes and when the city centre fire regs are all done and dusted and all the units are all available to sell, that unit is going to go up in value. And I don't think you'll find a studio for less than 100 grand in a year or two. I think the West Point development, I've got a couple in there, and I think, I mean, very few of mine have balconies in that unit, but I've not heard anything. I've not had to pay anything. So I think they've probably got their fire certificate and everything's fine, to be perfectly honest. So maybe that's an anomaly, which we do get. But you need to be able to look at this stuff and you need to be able to go, okay, let's look at one beds here. Let's look on the outskirts. What about Keighley? What about Leeds 15? What can I get in Leeds 15? Let's have a look. Leeds 15. Let's just do a search on it. And let's have a look on rents in Leeds 15. Leeds 15 is where I'm from, by the way. Don't judge. We're all from somewhere. it's not that bad. Yeah, it is. So let's have a look. We don't want shared ownership, so let's get rid of those. We don't want retirement homes, buying schemes. So one-bed apartment, 90 grand. Like, that's amazing, right? A one-bed apartment on the outskirts of Leeds City Centre. Let's just have a look at rents. So you've got to be looking at a similar kind of development, because if you look at rents in LS15, the lowest rent is 450. Well, that one at 90 grand is in a different location, but you must be able to understand the differences. Like, if you've not spent enough time on Rightmove, you know, it's obvious. Like, to me, when I speak to clients and we're going through Rightmove and we're looking for deals, if you can't do this, then you're going to have a problem if you don't know instantly what's going on. Let's just have a look at Leeds and add a quarter mile distance and go minimum four beds. And if you've been in property a while, you know that we're looking at HMO potential units. So like the lowest four bed in Leeds is, let me just do it up to 1/4 mile. Two results. Why is it two results? Oh, because I've done LS1, Leeds. That's it. Let's have a look. Lowest priced four bed. I mean, goodness me. You can get a four bed at an auction for 50. It's guide price, so it's auctions. Let's get anything over. Seaforth Avenue, 100 grand. You won't want a HMO down there, but even 100 grand is quite a lot for that. It's a four bed, but it's still quite a lot. You don't want LS9 for HMOs. Like, you've got to understand some of this. I've got HMOs both in Hyde Park and in Bramley. They rent all day long. We're getting £375-400 a month on those four beds because I do minimos. Like, you've got to be able to look at this. Here we go. 140 grand. I mean, goodness me, Crosby View is a bit of a dump, really. 140 grand. What this is telling me is that prices on the outskirts are going up much, much faster than the prices on the middle. And what has to happen, there has to be reasons for that to happen, okay? And we've already talked about what those reasons are. And the reasons are the fire regulations, the fire regulations, meaning that people can't get mortgages on this stuff and you have to buy for cash. So people aren't buying these properties. So people selling them are dropping the price because they're more desperate. And so it's artificially bringing those prices down. Whereas on the outskirts, they've not got these fire regulations. They've not got balconies and so on because the houses. So on the outskirts, plus we've got more outdoor space, the houses on the outskirts are going up. And again, it's an anomaly. It's an aberration. The houses on the outskirts are going up while the ones on the middle relatively are going down. And at some point, that's going to drop a little bit and this has to come up a little bit and it equalizes. And so that's where the opportunity lies. Now, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I do not recommend you go out and buy Leeds City Centre flats just because I've told you to do so. I've not told you to do that. And we will revert them back to this video so we've got evidence. But what I'm saying is that you need to understand the story that's being told right now. In every situation, there is a story. And the In a story, there's two stories. There's a story you're being told, which is what most people rely on. And then there's a story underneath. You know, when you meet someone and there's something not quite right, and you can't put your finger on it. And we call it intuition. And intuition is the bridge between your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. Consciously, you've been told this information, but there's something not quite right, and your unconscious mind is not able to work it out, but it's also not able to quantify exactly what's going on. That's why when you listen to your, that inner voice, damn, something's not right. Something's weird about that. I can tell you the number of people in the wealth creation industry, and you're like, something not quite right. And then you do a little bit of research, and you're like, I get it. So what's the story that you're being presented with and what's the actual story? And this is down to you to work it out. It comes down to having the right knowledge, not necessarily the right qualifications, not in property. Additional knowledge helps. It comes down to experience and it comes down to you to be able to read what's actually going on. Now, we will come back to this maybe in 2 years' time. Not that I'll remember what on earth I've said, but we'll have a look at property prices in 2 years' time. I think prices on the outskirts will come down a little bit. I think prices on the city centres will go up a little bit, but it will normalise over time. Rents, 2022 is going to be a bumper year for rent increases. And already this month or last month, it was reported that rents are at the highest they've ever been. And that is going to continue to happen. And there's a couple of reasons for that, and then we'll end. One of the reasons is that because of Grenfell, landlords like me are now getting £8,000 bills that we have to pay, right? We've got to find the money from somewhere. And we, you know, there's two of them, then there's another seven, then there's another two. There's £25,000 of outgoings that we'd not accounted for. Now, we're lucky because we have it, right? And not everybody is in that situation. So now those people are like, I can't afford it. I'm going to sell. And we're trying to sell before that debt is due. And that's why these property prices are now only 180 grand. Some poor soul is going to buy that. And then they're going to, I mean, it probably has to be declared, right? But do estate agents declare it most of the time? I'm sure you could sue them if not. But there are problems here. And this is for you to actually understand where these problems are. But landlords are leaving the city centre. One, rent's dropped. Two, you've now got the Grenfell issue, where you're having to pay all this extra money for some flats where you don't even have a balcony. You have to pay for a balcony that you haven't got, like I've had. So landlords are getting fed up. Three, you've got Section 24. Now you're taxed on revenue, not on profit. Massive, massive difference. My tax bill shot up because of Section 24. And we're not even that highly leveraged with our mortgages to our property values, but it still made an impact. So landlords are like, no, I'm not doing this anymore, especially the smaller landlords who are in higher tax brackets but got one or two properties. Like, being a landlord with one or two properties is a hassle. We've got many more than that, and we form that as part of a business, and so it's not as much hassle because it's what we do. It forms part of our lifestyle. We have systems and processes in place to manage these properties. But if you've got one or two, I ain't doing that. It's like, people are going to leave. So we're going to sell them, and yeah, they go back on the market, and people go, oh, well, that'll bring down property prices. And those people are idiots, by the way. Because if you think putting your flat and 100 other flats on a property market is going to bring down prices when there's thousands of flats already on the market, or thousands of properties that people can buy from, it's a drop in the ocean, like a tiny 1% of the entire thing. It just doesn't make a difference. But you know, if you've got 2,000 flats available for rent in entirety in the city centre, but you've got 30,000 flats that are available to buy in the Leeds city centre, you know, over a 10-year period, like if 10 properties go off the market and no longer available for rent, that makes quite a big difference. But if 10 properties come on for buying, it makes no difference to prices, none whatsoever. And people kind of don't understand that, which I find quite funny, by the way. I find it quite hilarious. But it's not their fault. They just don't understand it. They work on the story that they've been given than actually going on the story. If you go on to Twitter and type rents or landlords or Bigsby or anything like that, and look at some of the comments that these people who hate landlords actually type, you can see quite clearly that they have absolutely zero clue on any of it. And then they say things like, well, you have to go get yourself a real job. I've got a real job, thank you. We rent really nice properties out for clients who appreciate it. If you don't appreciate it, buy one. Anyway, right, I think that will do us. I hope that's useful for you. We're going to try and go live a bit more often than we actually do, and just share some of this information, some of this knowledge. This is stuff sometimes that you can only get through 22, 23 years of experience. We've seen it all. We've had it all, and we've done it all. We've bought pieces of junk and done them up and made a lot of money. We bought nice places that have then dropped in value. I've still got a flat that I paid £250,000 for, and that flat's probably only worth about £200 now. So I've still got a flat in negative equity. So we've made tremendous mistakes. And the experiences that you get from those mistakes can only come from making those kind of mistakes. You speak to other people who have been in the industry for 3 years, and they're like, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. I'm like, dude, you're just a child in an adult world because you've not got the experience yet. And there's nothing wrong. You know, we all started off somewhere, and we're all in it for 3 years and 4 years and 5 years and 6 years at some point. But the experience only comes from being in the trenches for a certain amount of time. And that's really what we're trying to share more of in these podcasts. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. We will catch up with you on the next one. I don't know when that might be. Probably tomorrow. I hope that's useful for you. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.